The work of San Jose saxophonist and composer Hafez Moderzadeh is equal parts head and heart. He loves to delve into the theory of music, as well as the mind-transcending direct experience of making it. His work encompasses jazz, new music, Persian classical, and more. He also co-directs the Jazz and World Music Program at San Francisco State. Moderzadeh spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about working on a musical philosophy to match his view of the world, where there's no hierarchy of cultures or traditions.
Did you grow up playing music?
No, not playing music. Although my father, from Iran, he could sing in the tradition, and he played the tombak, which is the Persian drum. I started the saxophone at 12 years old. I was in seventh grade.
And did you choose a sax on purpose, or was it like, how about this one?
Yeah, that's an interesting moment, because I was sitting in Mr. Dunton's class, band, and there was a semicircle, and kind of the girls were on one side, then over here, and then there was Charlie and myself. And
Charlie was your buddy.
Charlie was someone. Well, he just happened to be there. Down in the South Bay, at that high school, there were fewer African American kids than Mexican or and at that time there were really no Persians. So I think I was falling in with a lot of the Mexican kids, and then
the other brown kids.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. But there was Charlie sitting next to me, and this has significance for me, because Mr. Dunton went down the line, and he started on the girl's side, asking, "What do you want to play?" And I'm thinking, I happen to be last in the semicircle, and I'm thinking, "I like flute. I like to play flute." And he went along, and all the girls were saying flute and clarinet, flute and clarinet, flute and clarinet. When he got to Charlie, in this very lyrical way, Charlie said, "Well, I like to play the alto saxophone." And then he went to me and said, "What would you like to play?" I said, "I'd like to play the alto saxophone." It sounded so nice. It just rolled off the tongue, you know, and then that was it.
So your musical output encompasses a lot of different styles now. So jazz, new music, Persian classical, what you call cross-cultural chromodal discourse. What do you call your music when someone asks you, say, at a party? What do
you
play?
That's such a good question. These days, there's a lot of genre labels being thrown around and attached together. And it's a funny thing, because it gets to be like race or anything else, ethnicity, religion, parties, badges you wear on your lapel, what genre, what label, you know. And it would be really contrived for me to say, "Well, I play chromodal music." And then, okay, well, what's that? And then blah, 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 blah. But when you really get down to it, it's better just to say Jen music, Hafez's music. What is your music? And then when you get to know the person, you get to know, and you can hear all of their influences and everything.
It's a good answer, but not an answer.
Well, I think when you mention chromodal, that's probably the closest, because that's a term that I came up with. It turns out that's a term that other people had come up with before me, and since it's just a term.
So that can you explain that for people who aren't musicians?
Yeah, sure.
And
it's very easy, and it's not even all about music. Chro signifies for me the range or spectrum of something, and a mode is really a phenomenon of behavior. Or a mannerism, or something that works in a certain way. It really, in musical terms, it had to do with reconciling what I was learning in Persian music from my teacher at the time in the early 80s, Mahmoud Zofanun, Persian violinist, who helped to impart the intonation, the temperament of Persian music for me to my saxophone.
When you say temperament, what does that mean musically?
Temperament has to do with tuning. In music, you know how music
like the
is tuned.
Classic Western scale.
Yeah, that's Western. That's a tuning. But then there are others in the world, from Indonesia and China, everywhere.
Right. You know? Microtones.
They call them in Western terms. We have to call them microtones
because they fit in between the traditional Western notes.
Right, and also that suggests that these are quarter tones, or we quantify these non-Western, again, the concept of Western, the rest, it's a danger in that because we have what we call half steps or semitones in Western music. And then we're going to call these other things microtones or something smaller quantitatively. But in reality, everything is whole. In other words, I always say that the thinking that produced this Western temperament and calling these tones semi and half also led to calling peoples of the world semi-human, you know, half human, and quantifying human beings in order to justify, you know, the colonial or the capitalism of the time, you know, whatever,
right.
the commodification of humans. So the same thing with tones. And we still kind of live out the vestiges of this in our thinking. So these are not microtones. These are not quarter tones. These are not three-quarter tones. Not as in the same way that you and I cannot call ourselves three-quarters human because we're not all so-called white. You know, it doesn't make any, all this doesn't make any sense. We are tall, to some seemingly tall or short or wide or narrow, whole human beings. And so our tones resonate whole. So musically, so chromodality is the idea that all of this can coexist together.
It seems to me from the outside that part of your work that you're putting out there is these ideas. It's not just the music, the sound of the music, but it's the ideas behind them. Mm-hmm. And as I hear you talk, there's definitely a deeper philosophy beyond just music about what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So do you ever think about your work as activist music? I know when using that term, a lot of people think of political songs or folk music that goes along with the protest, but it seems to me that you're really trying to do something in the world with your music.
I hope that it activates people. Anything out there that can continue that dialogue, it has to raise the consciousness. And the raising of the consciousness is like heat. You know, there has to be a friction. And back to that conflict, you know? There has to be a friction. So you rub two sticks together, it creates a heat, and heat rises from that, from those ashes and that fire. And that's the consciousness that has to be raised from what we call art. But art really is, isn't that an old English verb for being? Thou art? Isn't that it? So an artist is someone who's working on how to be. Just how to be. That's the only ism I subscribe to.